You're listening to SBS News.
South Australia's Premier says it's inevitable that coronavirus will return to the state as more travellers arrive this week with the easing of border rules. Visitors need to be fully vaccinated to enter the state, but some applicants submitting border entry requests have had difficulty navigating the system. Premier Stephen Marshall has told the ABC while it's a risk to open the borders, the government is acting with the benefit of health advice.
And we are very hopeful that this is going to be a fantastic reunion of people today and going forward, and of course business. Going to be a fantastic time for our state.
And the Northern Territory has detected 11 new COVID-19 infections as an outbreak in the Top End's Indigenous communities continues to grow. It brings the cluster to 51 cases, with 5 people from Binjari Aboriginal community and 2 residents from Robinson River testing positive. 3 children from the town of Katherine and their father were also diagnosed with the virus. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says people in the Katherine community have come forward in large numbers over the past week to get tested.
Incredibly, we have done more than 5,500 tests in Katherine in the past 8 days. That is mammoth. Thank you to everyone in Katherine getting tested. The close contact numbers now stand at 471. 462 are located and isolated. These contacts have returned 433 negative results so far.
The Queensland Deputy Premier says earlier confirmation from the federal government would have been welcome after confusion about the cost of COVID-19 tests for travellers. Visitors into Queensland will be able to access free PCR tests after concerns about a $150 fee. But the Federal Health Minister has confirmed there is no charge for the tests at state-run clinics. After taking questions about who would pay the fee, Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government has always covered half the costs of PCR tests and nothing has changed. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles welcomed that clarification.
That will mean that people travelling to Queensland will be able to get free of charge PCR tests before they come to Queensland and meet that requirement. That will be under the exact same arrangements that we have always provided here in Queensland for people who needed to get tested before travelling to other states, for example, Victoria and South Australia. I note that Greg Hunt says that was always been the case.
New South Wales has detected 248 new coronavirus cases and 2 more deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. Almost 200 people are in hospital with COVID-19 and 35 patients are in intensive care. And Victoria has recorded more than 1,000 new COVID-19 infections, plus 3 lives have been lost in the past day. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.